It closed gently behind him. 8. The gunslinger paused for a moment, swaying on his feet. He thought he'd almost passed out. It was the heat, of course, the damned heat. There was a wind, but it was dry and brought no relief. He took his water skin, judged how much was left by the heft of it, knew he shouldn't drink, it wasn't time to drink, and had a swallow anyway. For a moment, he had felt he was somewhere else, in the tower itself, mayhap. But of course the desert was tricky and full of mirages. The dark tower still lay thousands of wheels ahead. That sense of having climbed many stairs and looked into many rooms where many faces had looked back at him was already fading. "I will reach it," he thought, squinting up at the pitiless sun. "I swear on the name of my father that I will. And perhaps this time, if you get there, it will be different," a voice whispered. Surely the voice of desert delirium, for what other time had there ever been? He was what he was and where he was, just that. No more than that. No more. He had no sense of humor and little imagination, but he was steadfast. He was a gunslinger. And in his heart, well hidden, he still felt the bitter romance of the quest. "You're the one who never changes," Cort had told him once. And in his voice, Roland could have sworn he heard fear. Although why Cort should have been afraid of him, a boy, Roland couldn't tell. "It'll be your damnation, boy. You'll wear out 100 pairs of boots on your walk to hell." And Vanny, "Those who do not learn from the past are condemned to repeat it." And his mother, "Roland, must you always be so serious? Can you never rest?"